The second are very quickly and very light, and that is, so the Gemara said in today's daf, we began with Rav's comment on the Mishnah, and then Rav Shneitzis, when he heard what Rav said, commented on Rav, he said, Aminu kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal v'hashmaitza. He says, I think that Rav must have said this while he was falling asleep. He said, it can't be. And he asked the kasha from one braisa, and he asked the kasha from another braisa, but this was his line. He must have said this while he was falling asleep. If you look at the Maseres HaShas, this is not the only time Rav Shneitzis said this. He says this, l'kamon, later in Yavamis Sadak Aleph Amid Aleph, the Kaman in Yavamis Kuftes Amid Beis, Bavakamo Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Bavakamo Samache Amid Aleph, Bechiris Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Nida Dav Samach Amid Aleph. So this was something that Rav Sheshes would say about Rav. Aminu Kinayim V'Shachiv Rav Amal HaShmaitza. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's hard to understand how Rav Sheshes would talk this way about Rav. Number one, Rav Sheshes was a Talmud Muvik of Rav. So if he's a Talmud Muvik of Rav, why would he talk this way? And Rav was called Rav, he was Rabin Shel Kol B'nei Agoylo. So Rav Sheshes would say about Rav, he hears the Rebbe say, the Rebbe must have said this while he was full. He must have been drimling. He must have been in this semi-sleeping state. Kinayim V'Shachiv Rav Amal HaShmaitza. You would never say this about a Chashav Yid, maybe not about anybody. And here you have Rav Sheshes talking this way about his Rebbe Rav. So we've mentioned this in the past, the Chafetz Chaim, in the end of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he brings a few addendums to the Sefer. He has a few Mar Mekoymes that Chafetz Chaim thought were very important in the world of Hilchas Chafetz Chaim, that he literally attached it, the transcript of these particular Shtiklach Torah, to the back of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. The first one that he has is a tshuva from the Chavis Yar. It's in Shailos HaTshuvas Chavis Yar. It's Simin Kuf Nun Beis. Incidentally, if you want to see all of them, there are two tshuvas that he brings from the Marik, and then he has one shtickle from the Aliyas Rabbeinu Yoina, which is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Basra Daflam Etesam Aleph. So it's a shtickle random. It's a tshuva from the Chavis Yar, two tshuvas from the Marik, and a piece of Shita Mekubetzes quoting the Aliyas Rabbeinu Yoina Mesachis Bava Basra Lam Etesam Aleph. But the tshuvas Chavis Yar that Chavetz Chaim quoted is a tshuva with the Chavis Yair, in this early 18th century, was discussing different Gemaras where it seems that Amiram spoke in a way that was not befitting. And from a Hilchis Pashit Shmiras Haloshim perspective, Hayitachini was able to talk that way. So he goes through a few. The first one that he discusses is this idea, that you find this idea, that Rav Sheshes would often say, Kinayim V'Shachiv Rav Omar, the Lahosh Maitzah. And he says, how is it possible that Rav Sheshes would have talked this way about his Greiser Rebbe? I mean, this is his Rebbe, and why would he ever talk this way? So he says that it's Poshet, that you have to say that he was saying the Lashvach. And the Shvach is that Rav never said anything in his life that wasn't perfect. Never said anything that wasn't perfect. So if Rav said this, it must be said while he was sleeping. He couldn't have said it awake. There's no way Rav would have said something that's upgefrekt fin abreis if he was awake. Elamai, Rav was talking while he was sleeping, and he said something, and somebody must have overheard it, and it didn't gezok, plus the Rebbe gezok, and now all of a sudden, he's saying Torah, and Rav Sheshes said, can't be. He could not have said it in a state where he was awake, because it's just not something he would have done. Either way, that's what the Chavis Yar says. Another Gemara that the Chavis Yar talks about is a Gemara that we learned not so long ago. The Gemara says in Yevamis Daf Tesam and Aleph, Chamesh Esri Noshim Poitri Sari Seyem. So Amalei Levi the Rebbe, Levi told Rebbe, 15, I have a 16th. So when Rebbe heard Levi 16th, he said, Kimedum Ali She'im Loi Mayach Bikat Gadoi. So the Chavis Yar, Mamish, he said, doesn't understand this Gemara. No one understood this Gemara when we learned it. Right, you have to be the Chavis Yar to not understand this Gemara. He's a Poshim Shah, why would he talk this way? Kimedum Ali She'im Loi Mayach Bikat Gadoi. So he discusses first who Rebbe was, who Levi was, and he says he doesn't understand it. So he says you have to say that Rebbe must have felt that there's an Indian of Zroik Marla Talmidim. Sometimes you have to talk a certain way to your Talmud because he understands that this Talmud is going to have tremendous hatzlach if he's talked through that way. He says, Befrat Rebbe, the Gemara says that Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anova. So Rebbe was a very humble person. It's not like Rebbe was someone that had any Midas Agaiva. So if that's the case, Pashup Shad, how could you understand it? So the Chavis Yar says it must be something along those lines. And he goes through it's a nice tshuva, and he goes through a bunch of different examples from Shas where you find different Gemaras where that seem to be surprising. He's Miyash of all of them. And again, the Chavetz Chaim wrote it. He printed this at the end of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim because he felt it was very important to see this Chavetz Yar, to know how to understand certain Gemaras, to see how they reconcile what Chavetz Chaim wrote, Hilchos Chavetz Chaim. But I just want to mention one. Not the one that we learned just now, Yevamos Chav Dalet, and not the one that we learned in Yevamos Daf Tes. But there's just one other one, and we're going to end with this. And that is, there's a Gemara in the Sechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara's on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara there is discussing something very interesting. Maisa Shahaya. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Avakazal Beurcha. He was once traveling, Pogu by Hanach Aryavasa, and all of a sudden he was encountered by lions. And they were roaring towards him. Clearly they hadn't been fed in a little while. And they were hungry. And they saw Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, and they started making a gerida. Amar, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta said the following pasuk. He said, "Hakfirim shayagim latarif." Right? Ulchol b'nei Yisrael layachrat skalav l'zaynai. So that's what you do if you see a dog. What do you do if you see a lion? "Hakfirim shayagim latarif." That's what Rav Shimon ben Chalafta said. So the Gemara says, as soon as he said that, "Nechiso leitarti atmasa." So there were two thighs, big, grosser shtick flesh that came down from Shemayim. So it says, "Chada achlua." One of them, they ate. V'chada shavkua, and the other one, they left. So, the lions were hungry, but so much meat came down, they actually had some shirayim. There were some leftovers. So, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta took this one yerek that was left over. I say, he brought it to the base medrash. Boy, Allah, and he had a shayla. Is it kosher meat or is it not kosher meat? So, what's the shayla? Dover tameh huzeh, oy dover tahar. Amalei, they told him, ain't dover tameh yerim in ha-shamayim. We have a messiah that a dover tameh doesn't fall from shamayim. So, he said, if it fell from heaven, it must be it's kosher. And they told him, if you want to eat this piece of meat, you're going to be allowed to eat this piece of meat. So, the Gemara. So Rav Zeira asked Rav Avoh the following question. He heard this story, Rav Zeira did, and he asked Rav Avoh, Yardaloy dmus chamar mal. What would it be if a donkey fell down from Shemayim? It looks like it's a chamar. It's a piece of meat, but it says, Oisis gadoilus. It's a chamar. It's a donkey. A donkey's a non-kosher animal. There's a cloud, Ein davar tami yorim in ha-shamayim. So, but what happens if a donkey falls down? Now, if it's a donkey, it looks like it's not kosher. If it's not kosher, maybe it shouldn't be okay to eat. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rav Zeira. So the Gemara says, this was Rav Zeira's question to Rav Avoh. So Rav Avoh told Rav Zeira, Yarud Nala. He said, Yarud Nala. What does that mean? Rashi. Tanin Shaita. Oif Sheshmoy Tanin. There's an oif who's called a Tanin. For who's Shaita? He's a fool. Ubaicha umas betamin. And it's always walking around crying and wailing, and it's always in a state of hesped. So Rav Avoh told Rav Zeira, You Yarud Nala. Ha'amri Le. Didn't you hear? Ein Dover Tamin. Yarim Nashamayim. So either your story's not going to happen, or if it happens, it's going to be kosher. But the bottom line is, ein davar tamid yorim in ha-shamayim. So the Chavetz Chaim, when here in Kuf Nun Beis, the tshuva that Chavetz Chaim quotes at the end of the Sefer, so he's going through all these different gemaras, where you find Amiram spoke to Amiram in a disrespectful way. So he said, Yarud Nala? He said, why would Rav Avoh spoken this way to us? He didn't like Rav Zeira's kasha. Beseder, he didn't like the question. What happens if a chamar falls down from the heavens? But why would he talk to him in such a way? Why would he say, Yarud Nala? This was the question that he asked. So, the Chavetz Chaim says the Dover Nifla. The Chavetz Chaim says that I think in order to understand this, we have to take a step back and we have to understand a little bit better who Rav Avoh was and who Rav Zeira was. He said Rav Avoh and Rav Zeira, they were both two of the great Amoraim. However, they were very, very different. And clearly, their personalities were different. And if you go through the Gemaras, they were very, very different people. The Gemara says about Rav Avoh, on Baba Mitznia Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Shufrei de Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was so handsome that his handsomeness, his beauty, was Me'ein Shufrei de Rav Avoh. It was Me'ein the handsomeness of Rav Avoh. Shufrei de Rav Avoh was Me'ein Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, and Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu Me'ein Shufrei de Adam Arishon. So the Gemara over here is mentioning, right, the Arba Yefeifi Yosheba Oilam. So these are the men that were the most handsome men: Rav Kahana, Rav Avoh, Yaakov Avinu, and Adam Arishon. What happened to Rabbi Yochanan? That's the Gemara's kash over here. But Rabbi Yochanan was also, we know, Shufi de Rabbi Yochanan. But that's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Avoh, you see, was a very, very handsome person. The emes is that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Avoh, when he would leave yeshiva, Rabbi Avoh ki have asim in mesifta lebei kesa. When he would leave yeshiva and would go to the bei kesa, nafkin amasa the bei kesa lape. So all the women of the bei kesa, they would come at umashrin le. And they would sing for him. They would serenade him. They would say, Rabba da'ame. They would say, great rabbi, Madbarna da'umse. He's the leader of his nation. Butzina dinahira. Someone that's so handsome. Baruch masich l'shalom. May all your comings and goings be in peace. So you see, Rabbi Avoh was a very, very handsome person. Truth is, Rabbi Avoh wasn't just very handsome. He was also very, very strong. There's a few Gemaras that talk about the physical strength of Rabbi Avoh. One of those Gemaras is the Gemara Brachas Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that once upon a time, the bathhouses were considered very dangerous because they were heated by real fire. And because they were heated with real fire, they were very dangerous. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara says that if someone enters the Beis Merchas, you have to say a tefillah. When you leave the Beis Merchas, you have to say a tefillah. Hanichlas Beis Merchas, you say, Yiratzim ulfanech Hashem, l'kai shetatzileini mizeh u'kiyotze boi. He literally says vidui before they enter the Beis Hamerchet. What do you say when you leave? I was saved from the fire. Rabavo once entered a bathhouse. And as he was there, the bottom of the bathhouse, it gave out. A miracle happened. He was able to stand on a beam. But the problem is there were other people there as well. Shazif, he was able to save May of the Chad Gafri, 101 people, Bechad Avre, with one of his arms. So Rabbi Avoh was saved miraculously, and with one hand, he was able to save 101 people with one hand. The Gemara said, as Rabbi Avoh standing there, he's holding all these people, he said, Haidu the Rabbi Acha. Now I know what Rabbi Acha said, when you leave a Beis Merchitz, you're supposed to say, Maida Anil Fanach Hashem Alekashi Tzaltani Min Or. But the bottom line is you see, Rabbi Avoh was someone that was physically very, very strong. Rabbi Avoh was also very, very wealthy. This Gemara Masech the Shabbos Tafkuf Yotes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi Avoh have a Yosef Atach Toka Deshina Umayshif Nura. The Gemara is talking about how Rabbi Avoh used to make Shabbos by himself, and even though he had Avadim and Mesharsim, but no, he used to make Shabbos by himself. Mitzvah by Yosef Beshluchai. And when he would, what did he do? He would fan the fire that was going to use to cook the food on Shabbos. And when he would do it, he would sit Atach Toka Deshina. He would sit on a chair that was made of ivory. That was very, very expensive. That Shabbos Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph. Shabbos Kuf Yotes Amud Beis. Rabbi Avoh have a avdin lei bafuke Shabbat iglo tilsa. Every month of Shabbos for Malav Malka, they used to prepare for Rabbi Avoh of Dule, right? Now they were already making it for him, but they would make for him an iglo tilsa. That's a third-born calf, which we know the Gemara says in a bunch of places was the most chashav of all meat. And the Gemara says have a achol mine kulya. So all he would eat is a kidney, and he would leave everything else. The Gemara tells a story. Bottom line is, you see, Rabbi Avoh was very handsome. Rabbi Avoh was very strong. Rabbi Avoh was also very, very wealthy. Demis says that Rabbi Avoh used all these talents to be a tremendous askin for Klal Yisrael. Many, many, many Gemaras that make this point. Just one that brings it out very, very strongly, a Gemara that we learned recently together, feels like ages ago, Chagiga Daf Yudalat Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about a Nesui Panim, someone that's a Nesui Panim, someone that helps the generation, says the Gemara, Zeshen Noisim Panim L'Doiroi Bavuroi. Someone that, because of him, the generation has a lot of Hana. L'mayla in Shamayim, who would be an example of that, again, Reb Chanina Ben Doisa. And Lamata, what would be an example of that? You're going Rabbi Avoh be Kesar, like Rabbi Avoh in the Kesar. Rabbi Avoh was someone that was able to be piled tremendous yeshuas for Klal Yisrael. How was he able to do it? Because this is who he was. And once you have a little bit of insight into who Rabbi Avoh was as a person, he was someone that was very, very respected, even by the Umay Sa'olam. And as a result, he was able to be the Nesui Panim, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. In Lamala is Rabbi Avoh Lamata, to be in the same sentence, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. But that was the tremendous koyach that he had. So who is Rabbi Zeira? Rabbi Zeira was very, very different. Rabbi Zeira, there are many, many Gemaras that talk about how frail he was and how not well he was. Just one example. Erevin Chavches Amidez. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Kev Cholish Migirse, when he was so weak, he mamish couldn't learn. He would sit at the entranceway of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami. Omar, he said, Kinafki va'ayli Rabbanu, when the Rabbanu come in and out, Eikem mikamai, I'm at least stand off of them. Vakabu bu'agro, so at least I'm gonna get schar. Rabbi Zeira was so schwach that he couldn't learn. So he said, no, I can't learn, it is what it is. But at the same time, even though I can't learn, at least let me get schar for standing up and for giving covet to the Talmidei Chachamim. It's the next best thing. This Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pehei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi Zeira, we know, went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira Kisol Klal Eretz Yisrael, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Meya Tanisa De L'shtakach Gemara Bavla Mine. He fasted 100 Tanesim that he should forget Talmud Bavel. Yosef Meya Chrenais, then he fasted another 100 Tanesim to Loi Lishkov, that Rabbi Loza B'Shnei, that Rabbi Loza shouldn't die during his lifetime. And then V'yosef me'achrini fasted another 100 Tanesim to like Nishla Be'nura de Gehenim, that he shouldn't ever have, Gehenim shouldn't be shoyled in him. The Gemara says that he was so unsure whether he was going to end up being affected by Gehenim that Kol Talsin Yoimi, every 30 days, have a Badik Nafshe, Shagar Tanura, he would take an oven, Salik V'yosef V'gavei, he would sit inside and he would try to see whether the fire was going to have any impact on him. Yoim Echad, one time, Yovabe Rabbanon Eina, the Rabbanon, they gave him a... They looked at him in a funny way. The ichrach usake, and his shoik, his thigh ended up getting burnt, and he became became known. The Karidei, they used to call him Katan, Charech Shaket. The Katan, that's why his name was Zera, Zira, Miloshin Small, the Charech Shaket that had this singed thought. But the bottom line is that's who Reb Zera was. So Reb Zera is weak, Reb Zera is frail. Reb Zera fasted 100 Tanesim, another 100 Tanesim, another 100 Tanesim. He used to sit in an oven. He was once burnt in the oven. As a matter of fact, even had a nickname, they used to call him a name that was something along these lines. There's another Gemara. The Gemara Mesechtes Nida, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing what happens if a woman has a baby, but the baby looks like a behemoth. Right, Mesechtes Nida, the Gemara talks about things like this. Says the Gemara, Boyim Nei Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiyah asked Reb Zera the following question. Reb Meir, Da'am Abaheim Abmei Ishav Lad Ma'al Yehu. According to Reb Meir, that holds that if a woman gives birth to a behemoth, or a baby that looks like a behemoth, it's a Vlad Malia, it's a child, so this is a good Yevamis case. Kibal Ba'avia Kedushin, if the father of this baby would be Mekabel Kedushin on behalf of this child, Ma'u, what's the halacha? Is the Kedushin or is it not a Kedushin? The Gemara says, L'maynaf Gemino. Gemara says, what do you mean? Letzuri Be'achaysa. Is there going to be a Nisar Achay Zishtai? If the Kedushin's a Kedushin, this person's not allowed to marry the sister. If the Kedushin's not going to be a Kedushin, then it's not going to be a... So the Gemara has a whole shakl of the Tarya, and then finally the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said, who asked this question? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this question to Rab Zera. He said, Ad kan hevia Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rab Zera le de gichoch v'loi gachech. He said, Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying so hard to make Rab Zera laugh. He was trying. He was trying so hard to make him laugh. He said, v'loi gachech. He couldn't get him to budge. He couldn't get him to move. He would not laugh. Rashi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah never really had this shaila. What kind of shaila is this? He wants to know if a woman gives birth to a baby that looks like a behemoth, is there an Isra Achis Ishtai? Seriously? That was the shaila. So why did Rabbi Yirmiyah ask the shaila to Reb Zera? Because he wanted Reb Zera to laugh. And he couldn't get Reb Zera to laugh. It's moving in this Gemara that Reb Zera was always worried. He would never laugh. This sheds insight into another Gemara. A Gemara Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah have a Yosef Kameh de Rab Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah was once sitting by Rab Zera. Chazed ava kabad achtuva. Rab Zera saw Rabbi Yirmiyah laughing. Amalei told him, Bechol otsev yiyah meisar. You're never supposed to be ungesetz. You're not supposed to laugh. Amalei told him, I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry, my laughter is not going to bring me chas v'shalom to do any averes because I'm wearing tefillin anyways. But this is Rab Zera l'shitas. Rab Zera never laughed. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is trying to get Rab Zera to laugh. So he asked him this shiloh because he thought maybe this is something he'd be able to do. The Maratzchius, on this Gemara, says a Dover Nifla, right here in Masechtas Nida, Daf Chav Dalet. He says, we know that throughout Shas, Rabbi Yirmiyah is always asking interesting questions, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah is always asking these questions, so much so that he once asked the Shaila and he was thrown out of his Medrash. But throughout Shas, we know Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Maratzchius says, you have to hear it inside, because you have to be the Maratzchius to say this. He says that it could be, he says, I don't know, but it's possible. For Ulai, call Ashailois Hazorois. Ashinimtsu Betalmud bin Rabbi Yirmiyah. Achapamechroitz Yumi Beis Medrash. Call Elo Ashailois Hazorois Hoyu Lesameach as Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Talmud of Rabbi Zera, and it could be all these questions he asked him, Sameach Rabbi Zera. Oishar Chachamim Shoyu Atsevim. He was trying to lift people up, and that's why he used to ask this question. But the bottom line is, fascinating Maritzchias, which gives us insight into all these Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shailas. Oh, but the bottom line is, every time you have Bayi Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is a related rabbi in theory, but throughout Shas, literally. But what emerges is that Rav Avo and Rav Zera, they were very, very different. Rav Avo was very, very handsome. Rav Avo, when they used to serenade him, when he used to walk outside, Rav Avo was a tremendous gibor. He was a tremendous gvir. He was an askin agadol. He piled tremendous yeshuas v'klal Yisrael. Rav Zera's hanhago was very, very different. Rav Zera was a chayla. He was always fasting. Rav Zera never smiled. Rav Yirmiyah was asking him all these questions. The Maratzchir says, imagine everybody Rav Zera was partial to get Rav Zera to laugh. And it didn't work. And that's his Gemara Nida. This was like the Spitz question. Is there Achay Sish? If someone gives birth to a girl that looks like a man. Like, Ad Kedei Kach. This was how far he went. Ad Kan, the Gemara says, he tried it. He couldn't get him to laugh. So they were very, very different. He says, what's the pshat? It's the Chavis Yor talking. Says the Chavis Yor, what's the pshat? He says, we know there's a Gemara Masechtas Tainis. The Gemara says, Kol Ashari B'Tainis, Nikra Chayte, or Kol Ashari B'Tainis is a Nikra Rasha. A Nazir. Is a Nazir a Kaddish? Or is a Nazir a Chayte? It was a major, major, major machlokes in Shas. He says, maybe Rav Avo His mahalach was, he held kol ha-shori b'tainis as nikra choyte. To the contrary, can't be shori b'tainis. Rav Avo walked out, he looked handsome. Ad kidei kach, they're serenading him. Rav Zera held kol ha-shori b'tainis as nikra kodosh. He fasted 300 times in one gemara, in Bava Metzia, da pehei amad aleph. But the bottom line is, this was the machloikas, these were the two different minhagim. Rav Avo held he was right. Obviously, Rav Zera held that he was right. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling a story where there was a Shiloh, boy, Rav Zeira and Rav Avo. Rav Zeira asked Rav Avo a question, Yardloi Dmus Chamor, we have a Messiah that ain't Dover Tami Yerim in a Shemaim. But what if a Dmus Chamor falls down from Shemaim? Do we look at it as a Dover Tar? Do we look at it as a Dover Tami? Ma, what's the halacha? Amalei. So Rav Avo told Rav Zeira, Yarud Nala. He said, Tanun Shaita. This is a question. The klal is ein dover tame yorim in hashamayim. Zok tehele gerashi again. What does it mean yorim nala? Tanin shoyta. Oif. It's a bird. Sheshmoy tanin. Vahu shoyta. Uboicha. Umaspit tamit. He's always crying. He's always upset. He's always ungezess. He's always hungry. Rabbi Avo held that Rabbi Zeira's chasidus, that's what the Chavos Yar said, was the bechin of chasid shoyta. He held it was wrong. He held it takes away from learning. Rav Zeira was so sick he couldn't learn once. He held it takes away. And therefore he told him, Yarud Nala. He wasn't telling him that you're this oif, that stama shaita. He was handling him. This was a debate that they had. Rav Avo and Rav Zeira, they knew each other. And Rav Avo saw the world one way, Rav Zeira saw the world another way. And this is a milchamta shel Torah. See, he says he took advantage of this opportunity. I mean, it's not mamash atzushtal to the shayla. But he said he took advantage of this opportunity to tell him what he held. But chas v'chalila, he says he was calling him mamash ashoita. Why would he call him that? Because he asked the question about a chamar. He calls him this foolish animal. But he said, because Rav Zeira was someone that was boicha umas betomid. That's something that he did. And he held that in halacha, it wasn't oiskehalten. Because kol ha-shori b'tainis is not nikro Kaddish. He's Nikra Choyte. And it's the wrong thing to do. And there's a gather of a Chassid Choyte where someone does Chassidus was not Oizka. Now Rav Zeira is Amir Upalik. He doesn't have to agree with him. But he says that's the Machloikis over and that's why he referred to him in that way. But the bottom line is that there are many, many Gemaras in Shas where you find this idea where it's very hard to understand the Gemara. Chafetz Chaim felt that a very Choshev Amar Mokim to understand and have a little bit of better insight is to look in this Chavos Yar in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, and we will end here.